All right, this is a prepping lesson for you. What I have here is a ring of, I don't know how many this is, like 70 or 80 keys, 60 keys, I don't know. It's a lot of keys, and they're keys to all heavy equipment. So excavators, generators, backhoes, bulldozers. In fact, as this list shows you here, it shows you which key can start which piece of equipment. You see all this? And by the way, the company that sells this is called Tornado Heavy Equipment Parts. There's a phone number right there and maybe their web address. Yeah, Tornado. Now, why is this the ultimate prepping tool? Well, maybe not the ultimate. Maybe that would be the ultimate prepping tool. But this is still a good tool because in a collapse scenario, there's going to be a lot of equipment, heavy equipment, construction equipment sitting around. And you might need to move it, or you might need to use it to help rebuild your community. And of course, where are the dang keys? Because everybody's lost the keys because there's been a collapse and whoever had the keys is no longer around. So you're going to need keys. And that's what this is for, is all these different keys for all the different pieces of equipment. So your county has maybe a bunch of trucks and a bunch of excavators and backhoes and track loaders or what have you. These keys will help you start all that equipment so you can start to get things done. You might need to build defensive perimeters. You might need to control access to key bridges over rivers for your community. Who knows? You might need to use this for basically, you know, military type of engineering events or, you know, plans. Or you can block roads with this equipment, or you can use the equipment to help reconstruct farms, dig water ditches and irrigation systems, repair sewage systems, you know, obviously repair damage that have been done to buildings by Antifa terrorists, and so on and so forth. So these keys can come in very handy. You know, you talk about a barter item, how would you like to have a key for every piece of equipment, of machinery, you know, Caterpillar equipment, John Deere equipment, Komatsu, Kubota, you know, all that stuff. Wouldn't that be nice to have keys for all that stuff? Well, you can buy that from Tornado. Now, I'm sure there are going to be some libtard snowflakes out there who say, oh my God, you're teaching people how to steal bulldozers. Well, so that's what a snowflake would think, because of course snowflakes have never driven bulldozers. And they don't know that they're called crawlers because they barely crawl along at the slowest speed possible. Your ultra-fast getaway in your bulldozer is going to be outrun by a guy on foot. So if you think you're going to get away with your stolen bulldozer just by having a key, well, you're going to be in for a surprise because the police won't even have to call for air support. They won't even have to use police cars. They'll call the cops on bicycles to chase you down in your stolen bulldozer. And they'll catch you because bulldozers are slow. Any tracked vehicle is going to be slow. A skid steer with tracks is going to be slow. An excavator with tracks is going to be slow. Tracks are slow for, well, obvious reasons that maybe I'm not going to go into here because snowflakes don't understand it anyway. They don't even know how tires work, much less tracks. Don't even try to talk to them about track tension or, you know, greasing the track tensioners or whatever. They don't know. In any case, these are not thievery tools. And besides, most modern heavy equipment vehicles have GPS trackers built into them. So if you go in at night, and let's say this is a Caterpillar bulldozer key. Probably isn't, but let's just say it is. And you're like, oh, you're going to steal your bulldozer. Wow, no one will notice. And so you go in and you turn on the key and the bulldozer starts up. Well, first of all, you probably don't even know how to drive it. But let's suppose you did. The GPS in it is giving away your location in real time. So the county or the city, in normal times, without a collapse, is going to say, you know, beep, 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 hey, the bulldozer is moving. It's going down the road at 3 miles an hour. Let's see where it goes. And you drive the bulldozer to your, I don't know, your genius bat cave somewhere where you think you're going to hide your bulldozer. And they're going to track you right to your bat cave. So the next morning, you're going to have a bunch of cops with guns wanting their bulldozer back. So that's not a genius plan. And most of this equipment is really slow. So you can't really outrun cops. So it's not, these aren't theft tools. They are tools for a post-collapse scenario to rebuild society. But you know, that's the thing about libtards. They don't understand the difference between tools of destruction versus tools of stopping violence. Like, to me, this is a tool to stop violence. This is a tool to reestablish law and order in society, to reestablish travel routes and barter systems, open markets so people can trade and people cannot starve, you know, so they can trade goods and so on. This is how you establish law and order. Guns in the hands of good people help rebuild society, and so do keys for heavy equipment. And that's why I'm willing to bet most of you out there who are preppers, and I don't know, maybe you've got, here, it's just random stuff. You've got a chest seal that's vented in case you're shot in the chest, right? I don't know, what is this? What do I have over here? Oh, it's another kind of chest seal, but a different kind of venting system for your chest. You've got first aid gear. Oh, here we go. What is this? This is an individual patrol officer kit, an IPOC. That's a funny name. It's got some gauze and a tourniquet, kind of a cheap tourniquet and some random stuff in it. Yeah, there it is. You see the tourniquet right there. You've got all this stuff. Good for you. But how are you going to start that giant, you know, excavator that you need to repair a bridge or a ditch or pull a vehicle out of a ditch or move a bunch of trees, things that you need to get done? How are you going to do it without the key? It's a lot of trouble without the key. Keys are good to have. Key, especially these universal keys. And I think this is awesome. I think this is one of the coolest prepping items that I've ever bought. And I've got all kinds of good stuff here. This is kind of my random, just some of my random gear. What do we have here? Hey, look, the Trigicon scope. This is a 1x8. That's a nice scope. 1 to 8 by 28. Yeah, this is a nice scope right here, Trigicon. Got some good stuff here, you know? But it doesn't really help you if you can't move your equipment. So I like having keys, and if things happen, you know, I live in Central Texas, and things hit the fan here in Central Texas, you know, I'm gonna wanna make sure that I can help the local county start to rebuild, and I can lend them these keys. And you know, if they need some protection for the bulldozer, let me grab this, then maybe I'll throw this in too, right there. So this is the SIG canebrake system, which is a really cool system. Look at this, I got a Trigicon, MRO Scout on it. And this is a 9mm system, and it's got a real short barrel, but it fits great in the cab of an excavator. You can carry this inside the cab of a bulldozer or a loader or whatever you needed. So it's really great, you know. You want to give them a key, but you want them to be safe. Give them this too. And put some hollow points in your magazine. And everybody can use this. These are standard AR controls. See? Fire. Safe. Bolt. The bolt carrier group. Latch and release right here. And then there's a mag release that's actually ambidextrous on this. And it's got a simple arm brace that just pulls out. And 9mm barrel, real short. Don't put your hand in front of that. You're good to go. So it's all about knowing about the right tools, having the right intention. When your intention is to rebuild society and reestablish law and order, then these are all tools of good people. These are tools of lawful society. These are tools of abundance and safety, reestablishing a civil society where people can get along and engage in barter and trade and transportation and establish a rule of law and so on, and you know, rebuild roads and rebuild sewer systems and everything else that you do with heavy equipment. But when these tools are in the hands of bad people, i.e. Democrats, libtards, snowflakes, Antifa terrorists, and just generally speaking, anybody on the left, then of course they're going to use them to try to commit genocide against Trump supporters, Christians, gun owners, conservatives, patriots, veterans, white people. Basically, anybody that they hate, they're going to want to kill people because that's their bad intention. And that's why we the people have to be prepared in a big sense point of view. That's why I film these videos. I'm showing you some of my personal gear to show you what it means to be prepared, to be prepared for a collapse, to be prepared for a civil war that Antifa is going to try to start, to be able to have the right tools so that you can defend your community, you can defend your families, you can defend the rule of law, you can help out local sheriffs or even police officers who might need your assistance. You know, like this gun right here, this Maxim gun, would I lend that to law enforcement to help defeat Antifa? Yeah, you bet I would. Here, take it. You know what I mean? Take it, police officer. Go stop the terrorists and then just give it back to me when you're done. You know what I mean? And here, have some ammo. I'll give them some spare ammo. Some hollow point 7.62 by 39, which is what that fires, by the way. So, you know, it's all about having the right tools and having the right intention and wanting to have a society rooted in civility, the rule of law, and free market systems where people can create businesses and launch businesses and create jobs and build abundance in society and grow food, deliver food, you know, run equipment. All these things are part of society. This is what matters in the real world. And these concepts are alien to leftists. They don't understand construction equipment. They don't understand firearms or the Second Amendment. They don't know how knives work. They're afraid of knives. Frankly, they don't know how screwdrivers work. They don't know how to change a car tire. A lot of them don't know how to sharpen a pencil, and they sure don't know how to tighten a tourniquet. I mean, just think about the implications of that for a moment, will you? Just think about that. The things that they don't know how to do and what that means for their chances of what's going to happen in society, because they're not going to do very well, I guarantee you, when all this goes down. So be safe, follow the law, and be prepared to help rebuild society. That's what I say. God bless America. Make America great again. Support your nation, support your veterans, support local law enforcement, support your president. Because we the people, we're taking this country back. We're not going to let the authoritarian, lawless, leftist, Antifa terrorists rule over us any longer. It's time for America to be run by Americans once again. Now you can read my website at gear.news, and you can also watch more of my videos at the Counterthink channel at Brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative platform for free speech videos. Brighteon.com. Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.